Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour. Dobro jutro. Darlings, you tuned in to, and you're listening to Live with Kathy on the Air, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. It's the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, the show is live, and it is archived. Log on, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I, and click on any date to hear any of the shows. Darlings, I just love to give a voice to my passion. How about you? Is there something that you have to share with the world? The world is waiting for you. Timing is everything, and the time is now. And you could have your own show. I'm on once a week. With Blog Talk Radio, I could be on every day. Once a week suits my schedule here. All of you, you don't have to be a business owner. Are you an entrepreneur? Does everyone understand the purpose of your service, business, product, mission, and passion? Imagine your very own half-hour radio show where you are the star. Darlings, it's your story, your way you own it. Blog Talk Radio, Internet, is the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Internet radio is a powerful advertising marketing PR tool, bloating. And best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home and office on a landline. So get in touch with me. I would love to be your outside advocate. And if that's just a bit much for you, why don't you consider being part of the Live with Kathy on the Air Consortium via a 30 or a 60-second commercial. There's a 13-week commitment, but it shall be my pleasure to introduce you to this incredible way of giving a voice to your passion. Now, today's show, I'm going to continue on with The Heart of the Lion. But before I do, I want to remind you, and I have to keep reminding you because our brain could only hold a thought for 5 to 8 seconds. Do you really want to change your life? Change your thinking. Pretty powerful, hmm? I'm going to repeat that. Do you want to change your life? Sit quietly for a half hour and think about your life. How happy are you? On a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the highest, how happy are you? You may have to change your thinking. You see, darlings, life is not a dress rehearsal. Mm-mm. You will never happen again. And don't be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. Tomorrow is promised to no one, there's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. And remember, our bodies and brain don't change or age. They do by our choices. That's why I asked you, on a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you? You're listening to Live with Kathy on air. The voice of inspiration and happiness on Blog Talk Radio. And may I share with you my partners? You may call them my sponsors if you want to. But my sponsors, I want you to feel, let me introduce you to them. Feel the energy, the brotherhood and sisterhood, Ironworkers Impact, the Titanic shaping and bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision, coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live on the Air with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. By the way, nothing would be standing today if it weren't for ironworkers. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live on the Air with Kathy is brought to you by Ironworkers International, the domperion of the trades. To find out more, log on ironworkers.org. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development to earn while you learn. Hey, gals, this is for you, too. And I wrote a six-minute story about ironworkers. What a noble profession. And I opened with Aaron Copland's fanfare to the common man. Live with Kathy is brought to you by the Beau Vivant Iron Age. Unique, one-of-a-kind, original designs. Wire arts, sculpture, leatherworks are all original. Hand-built, made one at a time. Do you want to give a unique gift and you don't ever want to see it duplicated? Then get in touch with me. Live with Kathy. It is always a pleasure for me to be on the air with you. And we are going to discuss The Heart of the Lion. The book for all ages, compelling, adventuresome, for those who may embrace reincarnation. I'm really curious, how many of you believe in reincarnation? Come on. How many of you believe in reincarnation? Nation. I do. I truly do. And it doesn't make me right or wrong, and it doesn't make you right or wrong. It's just simply, do you? You're listening to Live with Kathy on air. And we're going to embrace The Heart of the Lion. Gift giving, no matter when. A book is magnificent. And The Heart of a Lion, you could get at Ex Libris Corporation. You could call them at 888-795-4274. And you know what's wonderful about this? Oh, by the way, this needs to be a movie. That when you read it, you just want to read it over and over again. Sidebar. Excuse me, Ma. I took the entire month of February to highlight The Heart of the Lion. In March, it's going to be Choices. You're going to love this book because each of the contributors, it's their true story. Their true story. But I love to go back to The Heart of the Lion. You know, I wrote it with Tom Patrick. It's an adventuresome story that takes place in Kenya. Have any of you ever been to Africa? Oh, I did. You see, I really wanted to go to Anna Osland Spa in Romania. But a group of people said, no. You have to be part of our charter trip. There were about 7-8 of us, and that's a marvelous way to travel to a foreign country. So The Heart of the Lion takes place in 1984. Felicia Philippe, a Chicago broadcast journalist, makes a pilgrimage across the Serengeti to uncover the mystery behind a golden amulet given to her father during World War II. Nightmares caused her to wonder why this precious artifact meant so much to her father. Her life takes on a new meaning after she meets Rick Taylor. Well, he was her guide for this incredible journey. Taylor's natural ability and vast experience allows them to safely traverse the Serengeti on their way to their ultimate destination, Mount Kilimanjaro. I sat at the base of Mount Kilimanjaro. The energy, I thought I was going to be floating in nothing flat. You can't leave this lifetime until you have visited Africa. Now, the two of them together, their helps consist of two strong and ever-present forces. An old lion that befriended Taylor since early childhood, and the amulet, which possesses a rare and wonderful power. The magical energy controls the destiny of Felicia and Rick. And oh, you, the reader, will travel through some of the most beautiful and picturesque landscapes in all of Africa. Enjoy the tale. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Tom Patrick. He's been writing for over 20 years, and this is his second fictional novel that tries to answer the question concerning the unknown. A firm believer in the supernatural, his own experience has given him the ability to see that there are many mystical forces controlling our destiny. It is this belief that allows him to successfully journey into a world beyond our imagination. A Chicago broadcast. I'll give you a little insight to The Heart of the Lion. A Chicago broadcast is obsessed with making the pilgrimage across the Serengeti to solve the mystery behind a golden amulet given to her father during World War II. The spirit reincarnate unites with one of God's chosen creatures. Worlds apart, they become one in the land of Africa. all ages, every and anyone that enjoys a mystical romantic adventure, the young at heart. Well, you may think I've repeated this. I am, because our brain holds a thought for 5 to 8 seconds. You see, the story is relative. For some, it may entertain, bring joy, may enlighten. Or for some, it may sadden your heart. It's a compelling. The book is important because it entertains. The adventuresome and appeals to those that may embrace reincarnation. Now, this is the first time that Tom and I collaborated. Dealing with the supernatural is always unprecedented. The theme of reincarnation is controversial. The book explores this in great detail. Now, its purpose is to entertain you, to enlighten you, to expose the reader to the wonderful journey of the mind. Tom said, and I'm quoting him, his experience in the supernatural realm, he's witnessed and believed them to be true. And of course, Kathy's journey to Africa gives first-hand knowledge of the story's background. 3 actual supernatural experiences. Tom says 2 ghostly sightings in life. While writing this book, Tom and Kathy shared an unusual coincidence regarding the characters. You see, Tom had no way of knowing that the names he was supposed to choose were the names of my parents. It was only after discussions in the beginning I asked Tom, Thomas, how did you know my parents' name? And that Luke was an uncle that lived with us, Uncle Luca. He said, I just knew. I want to alert the media that there is a book covering the subject of paranormal activity and reincarnation while embracing suspense and romance. Tom's experience with the paranormal and Kathy's intuitiveness have blended to create this phenomenal book. You know, Africa has always been referred to as the Dark Continent. And it's exposed in the heart of the lion. It truly is a romantic story tracking and tracing the spiritual and personal growth of 2 people desperately searching for the true meaning of life. You're listening to Live with Kathy on the air on Blog Talk Radio. And I think that by now you will all recognize that I'm not all fluff. I stay on top of current and newsworthy events, local, national, and globally. I'm compliant without compromising my beliefs and who I am. And this is a sidebar. I want to share with you a quote by Dwight Eisenhower. I always thought of him as being rather stuffy and, you know, not very outgoing. But I'm quoting Dwight Eisenhower. And this is for you gals. No man is worth your tears, but once you find one that is, he won't make you cry. And for you guys, no gal is worth your tears. Once you find one, she won't make you cry. Isn't that just, it just broke my heart. when I thought about it. Love in your heart never changes, but love changes everything. Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. Now, I did tell you that you could get the book at Ex Libris, and you could call them at 888-795-4274. And it has to be a movie. And you know, when you're writing a book, it really does take up all of your time. And I want to write with you. I want to share with you my acknowledgments. Where do I begin to acknowledge that so many had a dramatic effect on my life? I'll begin with my ancestors, and I want you to think about this. I'm not doing this just to take up airtime. I'm doing this to just make you think out of the box. There was, when I think of my ancestors, and I want you to think of your ancestors. Somewhere in the chain of command, there was a special gene, adventuresome and visionary, that was passed on to me. I thank you for that. I'm convinced that there are some things you cannot question. I know I was destined to go to Kenya in 1984. Kenya, Nairobi, Samburu, Kikorok, Kiliguni, Amboseli, and the mighty K, Mount Kilimanjaro. Oh, until you've experienced this, you can't know the feeling that I had sitting at the bottom, the foothills of Mount Kilimanjaro. All ports of call, unique, magnificent, and breathtaking. To feel the energy of Africa is awesome. And to experience Africa with Evelyn, George, Steve, Cindy, Peter, Marion, help make this a journey beyond belief and description. It was inexplicable, wonderful, and exciting. And the East African sweet and so polite. Is the food better than I thought it would be? The lodges, average to outstanding. To sum it up, for my first out-of-this-world travel experience, oh, darlings, I'm so glad I had all of you to share with it. Till we meet again, I salute you, Don Chin-Chin. With affection, best wishes for 100 years of good health and happiness. And Tom Patrick wrote his acknowledgments to his parents, his brothers, his aunts, uncles, cousins. And after he met Jan, he knew he had to write this book. And to Melissa, your sweet inspiration gave me the words when I thought I was lost. Thank you for your friendship. And to Kathy, what can I say? You are truly an incredible woman. It is an incredible story. Chapter 1. Let me just read a little bit of it. His eyes were transfixed on the distant horizon. A scattering of bursts needed to be watched carefully. This was the first time he would see battle in North Africa. The Second Corps had been slowed after Rommel's advance at Kasserine Pass. The heat of the morning sun made his uniform damp with perspiration. Wiping sweat from his brow, he heard his lieutenant, "Look sharp, gentlemen, the bastard is behind you." He heard rumors about General Patton's bravado before each engagement, but never witnessed it firsthand. Today would be different, he noticed the general pacing behind the lines, anticipating the enemy's movements. And it goes on and on and on. Now, let me just fast forward. You won't be able to put the book down. Chapter 2, she searched for reasons, any reasons that would give her the peace of mind she longed for. Seeing people she hadn't seen in years didn't help. Trying to smile was different, but she knew she had to be strong for her mother's sake. She wouldn't want it that way. How will I cope with all of this, she asked herself. This was one of the hardest things Burr did. Now, Chapter 5. Restless and shaking, Felicia woke in fear for her life. She looked around to find something familiar to her, anything familiar to calm her nerves. Chapter 7. She saw the misty mountain trail ahead of her. But let me tell you at the very end. Now remember, Felicia and Rick were kind of a togethersome. They were beyond buddies. And Felicia wanted Rick to leave Africa to come with her to the States. And he said, well, you know that I would never be happy in America. And when they were partying, crying, they kissed passionately for the last time. And he said, if you ever need me, I'll be there, he said. I know you will. And when Felicia got home, she got a book, and inside it was "To My Darling Felicia." The book is all I have to offer. When you hold it in your hands, know that my heart is with you now and forever. All my love, Rick. She closed the book and smiled. She thought about the man who captured her heart in Africa. She knew that she would love Rick Taylor for the rest of her life. And the book is available at Ex Libris. I'm telling you, darlings, you will not be able to put it down. The Heart of a Lion by Tom Patrick and Kathy Watson. And it needs to be a movie. Now, in February, March, I am going to highlight choices. And you'll want to get that book, too. It's all true stories about people who took chances and wanted their life to be glorious. They wanted to give a voice to a passion to their voice. Until we meet again, remember to always be in your best elements. Au revoir.